Chapter 3 Mithapoia. The friendship was not quite so important to Lewis as it was to Tolkien. Late in 1931, Lewis, writing to Arthur Greaves, described Tolkien as one of my friends of the second class. In the first class, as he explained in the same letter, were Greaves himself and Owen Barfield. To anyone studying Lewis's life, Arthur Greaves is constantly present in the background, a shadowy figure who actually played no part in the action, but was the constant recipient of confidences and reflections from Lewis. There is, in fact, little to be said about him. His family were neighbours of the Lewises in Belfast. Arthur himself was slightly older than Jack Lewis, but distinctly less mature, rather childlike, in fact, brought up in perpetual anxiety about his health, and because of his poor constitution and plentiful family funds, soon abandoning any attempt to earn his living. He was so different from Lewis that the friendship seems rather surprising, yet they corresponded regularly, Lewis using Greaves as a mixture of father confessor and spiritual pupil. With Arthur Greaves, he discussed in adolescent days questions relating to sex. Greaves later scored out these passages in the letters, and to Greaves he was also something like Frank on the topic of Mrs. Moore. In fact, Greaves burnt several pages which may have contained a full account of Lewis's relationship with her. On the other hand, he often lectured Greaves on weak spelling or poor morale, taking a condescending line with his friend. It was altogether an odd and distinctly schoolboyish correspondence. Lewis's friendship with Owen Barfield was of a very different nature, for he regarded Barfield as in every way an intellectual equal, and in some respects superior to himself. Of smaller and lighter build than Lewis, Barfield was lithe and nimble. He thought at one time of earning his living as a dancer, and though he almost equally adept at logical argument, he had none of Lewis's rather heavy-handed dogmatism. Lewis and Barfield often took holidays together, and from 1927 onwards they went on a walking tour with a couple of friends almost every spring.